Mo bars. There we go. Optimus Mo bars. No, of what? Where? Where do you post it? On the board? Johnny
Oh, you might need to go back. Johnny can see of stupid list. Although I did appreciate that cartoon of Wheelie.
Nice.
There's that little YouTube video on Wheelie there. It's from the Japanese show and all the Autobots are getting drunk. Did you see it?
Oh, nice little Energon martinis.
Yeah, Energon wine, they say. Energon Campbell.
So it was like RC. If you look at RC in that clip.
Yeah.
It looks like she has a drawer under her robot boobs.
A drawer, that, like, you say?
It looks like a drawer. Like, like, oh, we need baby Autobots. You need just open RC's little drawer there.
No, that's a hatch.
Oh, yeah.
Just you pull that up. And, sweet, sweet inner robot boob.
Okay, so if they... Wow, that's good. Alright, I got something to say about that.
Okay. Hey, everybody.
Hey. Everybody.
Hey, all bodies, it's the Spy vs. Spy podcast.
Welcome to the day after yesterday. What do you think of that?
Tuesday, January 8th, 2008. AD. In the AD.
So.
Yep.
We're just looking at a list right now. Hey, everybody.
Yeah, we know you did. You're good.
Philip Lee.
Brian F.
And we're your Spy vs. Pi podcast hosts.
For today. Yeah, we will be your servers. Don't forget to tip your cap.
That's right. We should have a donate button.
Yeah, a donut button.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. Please send us gift cards for Tim Hortons and Dunkin' Donuts.
It reminds me of so many more things I have to say. But okay, we'll start with this thing that our intern, Fox Brown, posted.
Yeah.
It's a list of the 7 most useless Transformers ever.
Why 7?
They
couldn't come up with 10?
So I'm pretty sure it's a bandwidth thing.
I think when you make a list of something for the internet, it's got to be in increments of 5.
I agree.
5, 10.
So just right there, it's fucked. Yeah. Just right from the beginning.
Yeah, does this totally site also fucked. Have a 7 most useless comic book weapons?
Possibly.
Okay.
Top 25 men who look like old lesbians?
Mm-hmm.
Man, they'll just that's the job. That's what you do.
Yeah, that's good, though.
We need you to pick a number of things and do it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, so the list is...
I'm not even going to read the list.
Okay.
However, the list is fucked. It starts with Soundwave, which is ridiculous.
No, did you? I was just introing the list because I did. Yeah. You say what the list was? You did.
Oh, it's the 7 most useless Transformers
ever.
Yep. Yeah.
So that includes everyone from, you know, Optimus Prime, all the way down to Optimus Primal.
Yeah. Have you? There's Patton Oswalt on Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh, sweet.
As the writer of the Crimson Chin. He's so handsome.
Good stuff.
I would love to roll around in that guy.
Patton Oswalt?
Yeah.
Did you see the? Have you seen the Comedians of Comedy documentary?
Yes.
Did you see the footage of him as a young 20-year-old man?
Maybe.
What do you think of that?
I don't remember.
Oh, and there's also footage of Brian Posehn at like 17.
With the long hair?
Oh god.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked that. And pretty much I think the best part of that whole Comedians of Comedy thing was the story phone bit. I really like that.
Yeah.
I like the idea of that. I called my live journal last night just to scream about how mad I was about painting at work.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, post to friends? No. They don't need to hear this.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so the list.
So the list, Soundwave is at the bottom of the list.
Bullshit.
He's the least most useless, I guess.
Like, they're doing this weird fucking Time Warp retcon Sunday thing here where they're saying, oh, he's a tape player and we don't use tapes anymore. That's dumb. I'm like, well, dudes, he was invented in 1976.
Back when tapes were new.
That's right. And they didn't know. And also, hey, what about in alternate future Cybertron? What if the tapes that they use are like holographic discs that can... They look like tapes, but they can hold all the data that Earth ever knew.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that tapes are useless.
And besides...
It's a cartoon show.
One of the tapes is Rumble.
Well, not only
that... I mean, that's...
Okay, yeah. First of all, Rumble. Do you think Rumble is the most useful of all the tapes? He can do a lot.
Yeah.
And he's a smartass, too. I like that.
Yeah.
He was almost my favorite tape. He was my favorite guy. Frenzy was like, just... He didn't do anything. He just had a gun.
What's the little cat's name?
Ravage.
Yeah, Ravage. Laser Ravage beak. Was still basically a tape.
You know who was very...
He's turned into a cat, but it's still a tape.
Yeah. Imagine, I think we've already talked about this like 8 times, but an actual tape turning into a little tiny jaguar and going around on your desk, that'd be pretty cool.
That'd be so awesome.
And the underused one was Buzzsaw. He was the Laserbeak who wasn't Laserbeak.
He was the Laserbeak that actually came with Soundwave.
He was Yellow Laserbeak or something, wasn't he?
Yeah, because you didn't get Laserbeak with the thing.
Yeah, George Laserbeak.
Yeah, and I remember the tape two-packs were stacked in such a way that if you wanted to be the cool guy, you had to get 2 packs of the tapes. What? Kids Bop 13?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness.
So,
We don't believe in kids.
Why?
In
but what was
anyway.
What was Buzzsaw? How was he different from Laserbeak?
The
story. I don't even really know.
Just didn't come up very often.
Yeah, Laserbeak was the darling. He had the
warm the
tape
bench.
Recorder in his head.
Yep. So, but perfect. The okay. You so know, we all agree that Soundwave.
Everyone
is great.
Knows Soundwave is cool. He's super.
I've mentioned
useful.
This before, hundreds of times on the show, thousands of times on the show. I've mentioned this.
Yeah.
10 times per show, I mentioned that Soundwave is. The only toy I ever cried for.
After getting?
No, No, but at the store, I cried for Soundwave, and then I felt so shitty afterward.
Don't cry for me, Soundwave.
But then I got, what's his name? Ghetto Blastix. A couple years later. And then I
Blaster's
re-cried.
Not...
Yeah.
Yeah, my brother had Blaster.
Yeah, he's made some
Blaster
shitty plastic.
No good.
Shitty.
Yeah, it's not good at all.
His little foot flaps.
Ugh.
Anyway,
the smallest head. He had the smallest head.
But number 6 is Wheelie. We're not going to go through this whole list because it's totally stupid. But
Wheelie
the thing,
is
this
somewhat
is...
useless. But you know,
whatever.
Can't...
He turns into a little car. That's fine.
Yeah.
If he's like, useless, then they're all useless.
Exactly. He's annoying.
Sure.
No two ways about it. Like he's a weirdo.
My brother loved him.
Yeah. Well, because you know what? According to that Japanese cartoon there, I think Wheelie's a pretty cool dude.
Yes.
I
now here's
no
what
idea.
Here's my the summation of my point. Here's what I'm getting up to. Okay?
Gromodome.
Loans, terms, service, payday, payday, Denver, ND, outlawing, advance, payday, to loans, cash, mountain, no payday, payday, installments, fast. With payday, loans, payday, no fax, payday, payday, cash, loans.
Chocolate and peanuts really satisfies. Buy a payday today.
That's the top comment there on this list.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
It's pretty good. They got,
I think I might click on some of those links just to find out if I can get...
Slipknot Fendi replica shoes.
Slipknot Fendi shoes. Oh, God. Okay, so...
Well, the replicas. Wheelie's, the replica.
Wheelie's not useless at all.
No, but here's
he's a little
the
guy,
thing.
And he's just he's the new Bumblebee, is what he is. And if
you're going to
tell
Space
me Bumblebee's
Bumblebee.
Useless, you can go suck a dick.
That's right.
Yeah.
So... Okay, basically, here's my thing, though. Is in this little clip, there's, a bunch of Autobots sitting around drinking, singing karaoke.
Yeah.
And whatnot.
That's awesome.
Karaokai, I mean. But here's the thing. They're drinking Energon martinis.
Yes.
Okay, and they're acting a little inebriated.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, one of them says, after Blast knows, if you, after one glass of Energon wine, you already want a karaoke?
And then now, does that mean...
He has to goad the blue blaster guy. Was there a second blaster, or did they just recolor him, or is that... Who was that supposed to be? Yeah, anyway. And they have to goad him into turning into a tape player so they can sing along to him?
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Does this mean...
Yeah.
...that Decepticons are just raging alcoholics?
Yes.
Because of their constant quest for the...
They're like, dudes, let's take over
huge mounds of Energon.
Yeah, let's take over this dam, pipe in the electricity into these things, and get hammered.
Yes.
And Optimus Prime is like a prohibition cop era
exactly.
style dude. He's like, no way, dudes, you shouldn't be doing that. And they're like, fuck off, Optimus Prime, we want to get loaded, and you're not going to stop us. And is it just me, or does that green tank guy look like his pelvic bot piece there? Does it look like Y-front underwear to you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally.
That's weird.
A little padded.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Yep, I like it.
So, yeah. I did. Before this little clip from the YouTube, I didn't know that, I didn't know that robots could get drunk.
Yes.
And B, I didn't know that Energon could be used to do that.
I didn't know that they needed to sing into microphones.
That is a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't hear you, giant robot.
I always think it's weird that...
shouldn't they just have a volume knob on themselves?
Well, it's weird that they have mouths at all.
Yes, it is.
It should be just a hole.
Well, this is the weird thing. Well, okay, I mean, they are from another planet. You can't...
Yeah.
You know, you can't really criticize them for what they
Good
look
job,
like.
Allison.
But
Good
when they come to Earth, the computer Teletran 1 goes around to help them blend in, and their transformer thinks is Earthlings, right? Or will blend in properly. Mm. So the fact that they have robot forms that look like people is kind of doubly weird, if you ask me. Hey, remember those guys, the Pretenders, not the band, the Pretender Transformers, and they just had like a plastic coat that went outside that made them look like people? It was like a little shell. It was like a little clamshell that you put over top of the robot. And they were ugly. And it just made like a big blobby human. You're like, Yeah. That would mean that they were really small. Shit, recording difficulties. We gotta cut this one short. We'll pick it up tomorrow, everybody. Bye, Peters.